Jason Rogers. Starring Christian Doherty. With Tom Soder as the big guy. Based on the characters created by Tom Sinclair. Tonight's episode, The Night Painter.
Yes, Robert? What did you want to see me about?
I've come to see you, William, about a very important matter that I would like to discuss with you.
Grandfather's inheritance, isn't it?
Of course. Our dear grandfather, who passed away a couple of days ago, has left all the money to me, or at least he probably has.
The will hasn't been read. You don't know that for a fact.
William, did I ever tell you that you are trash under my feet? I'll get the...
You've told me a lot of times. A lot of times, you little bastard.
And everybody has agreed with me.
Not everybody. You think you're so cool. You're a good-looking guy. Oh, you're so cool.
I really am suave and cool.
Well, you're not going to get that money. You hear me? I want the money. I'm the one who needs it. You don't need any money.
Grandfather always did appreciate the intelligent ones of the family.
Yeah?
Do you think he's going to give all of it to you? Do you, you dirty bastard?
If you're dead, then I'll get the money, right? Yes, that's right. If you're dead.
Dead? The only way I could die is for you to kill me.
Yes, isn't it? If you're dead.
Don't say that, dirty bastard. Executive producer, Bill Bryan. Produced by Roger Williams. Tape play by Tom Soder. Directed by Adolf Etler. The Night Painter.
Now you get out of my room. You get out right now. Before I beat you to a pulp. Little creep.
William, in my hand, I have a gun with a silencer on it.
You wouldn't kill me?
No, I'm not going to kill you.
Oh, brother.
But I'm going to tell you something, William, that any time I want to eliminate you, destroy you, I can.
Yeah, any time I want to break your neck, I can, you little shrimp. You're not so cool. Not so cool at all.
Guns are more... best painless, William.
I know. You're such a...
Do you plan to kill me with one?
Who said I was going to kill you? Huh?
You know, William, I think you're bad. Don't laugh.
I think you're mad.
Don't laugh at me!
Don't you laugh at me. Not gonna have anyone laugh at me.
Goodbye, William. I'm leaving. The money will be sent to me.
Yeah, the will has to be read first. The will. You hear me?
Oh, don't worry. I'm not leaving.
Wait a minute. So... There's someone listening in the next room. Who's in there?
It's just your imagination.
No, there's no one in there. Who's in there?
It's just me. Just me, your grandmother.
What are you doing listening to our conversation, Grandma?
I was just passing by. And I heard you listen. I heard you listen to me. I heard you talking. I didn't mean Look, your grandfather wouldn't have wanted you arguing over this money.
You stay out of our business. Hear me?
Stay away, both of you. I have a gun pointed on both of you.
No, I know you're the crazy one.
Crazy? You think I'm crazy? I'm gonna kill both of you now.
Put the gun down. Give me the gun.
Stay away, grandmother.
Now look, you don't want to kill anyone.
Stay away.
If you... I might have to report. This is what your brother wants.
Stay away!
Don't you see? If you try to kill us, you'll be put away, and then he'll get the...
No! I'll kill you! I'll kill you!
I killed her! Stay away from me, Wiggum. Stay away! Did my brother pass this way?
Yes, sir. He ran towards the art gallery.
Good, thanks.
Stephen, to the gallery, sir. What can I do for you?
I just have to stay here for a few minutes, if you don't mind.
Certainly, sir.
Come back here, you bastard! You can't hide from me! Behind that...
You have to leave, sir! You have to leave! Get out, please!
You can't hide behind that artist painting! Put that gun down!
Don't move, Robin, or I'll shoot!
This painting, I'll throw it at them! You got me! You bastard! Now you'll get the inheritance!
Yes, won't I, though? Goodbye, Robert! Goodbye!
The man who picked up the painting, I've got to stop him! I've got to!
Stay tuned for part two of Jason Rogers following this message. Jason Rogers.
I want to see some of the facility, please.
What about? Huh? What about?
There's been a murder committed. I must see someone. Take me to him, please.
Look. Well, why don't you go home?
There's been a murder committed.
Oh, hello, Inspector. Yes, this man just came rushing in and said something about a murder. I don't know. He started.
You see, I was in the art gallery and I saw a murder.
Personally, Inspector, I think he's drunk.
Are you drunk?
No, sir.
No, I didn't think so. What about this murder?
I must tell you in private. It's very important, I think.
Well, can you do your discussing in your office or something? I mean,
I usually do, Sergeant. You're dismissed. Come into my office, please. Now, what is your name?
Mr. Freddy Bonhoeffer.
Freddy Bonhoeffer?
Frederick Bonhoeffer.
Well, I'll get it someday. Someday I'll get these foreign names right. Now, tell me your story. What about this murder?
Well, I was passing through the art gallery, sir, and I saw two men shooting at each other.
Oh, wait a minute. Joe, could you bring me that tape recorder, please? Yeah, and record everything you said.
I saw two men in the art gallery.
Sir, wait. Have you got it set up?
Okay. Yeah, I got you. Well, one man, he has a green jacket shirt on, and he killed another man with a red sweater. And so they dropped the painting, and I picked the painting and I ran, I don't know why. And then the other man yelled that he must kill me, he must stop me. And so I must talk, I don't want somebody to kill me, please. I'm afraid. Please, Inspector.
Don't worry, I'll put you under some police protection. Joe, arrange some form of protection for this foreigner.
Sure.
Now, where did this action take place?
In the art gallery on 54th Street, sir.
What was the name of the art gallery?
Madame Justfeet's.
Madame Justfeet's? Now, that's some art gallery I've never heard of. Are you sure it's on that street?
Oh, Chief.
Positive, sir.
I think he meant Madame Josephine's.
Madame Josephine. Oh, well, they think
that's
that.
That's down the corner.
Down the corner. Well, I'll send a patrol car there and check the thing out. I'm surprised nobody came to me before this.
Maybe.
Why did you come so late?
I did not, sir. I don't know. I just came as fast as I could.
Well, it's all right. I'll check your story out. I might want you later for questioning. Goodbye. Are you the butler of this wonderful family I've heard so much about?
Yes, sir, I am. And what do you want to inquire about?
And the family is Walker. Is it the Walker family?
Yes, sir.
And I've come to check something out. Art gallery, a few days ago, there was a killing, a murder of...
Didn't say.
Roger Walker. Please.
His name's Robert, sir.
Listen, please. Don't correct me. I'm always right. But I'll take Robert. Well, like as I was saying, there was a killing at an art gallery a couple of days ago. I believe the name is Madame Josephine's. And in this art gallery, Robert Walker was shot to death.
So I'm very sorry to hear that.
Well, you might have heard it before. After all, it's been a couple of days.
Well, sir, I wasn't sure of it until now. I remember the brothers were quarreling on that morning. They went out to the art gallery, and there was some question about a valuable painting involved.
And what were they arguing about exactly?
They were arguing about the inheritance.
So do you think that this, I'm asking your opinion, do you think that William was his brother's name? William?
Yes, sir.
William Walker, would he be a prime suspect?
I would say so, sir, although I don't like to incriminate one of the family.
What's your name, Butler?
Jervis, sir.
Can I see William Walker, please?
Yes, sir, he's in the drawing room.
Are you William Walker? Answer me, man. Are you William Walker?
May I pour you a glass of wine?
Not really. I really don't drink on duty, bastard. Just a private joke. William Walker, somebody said that they saw you around Madame Josephine's art gallery.
Ah, I've never liked art. I've always hated art. What would I be doing at Madame Josephine's art gallery? God damn you. What's your name? Who are you?
I'm Jason Rogers, and I'm some rank in the police force, but that doesn't really matter, man. I'm telling you that somebody saw you at Madame Josephine's art gallery, and your brother just happened to be murdered.
Yeah. My brother just happened to be murdered. I think it's a frame-up. Somebody is framing me.
Somebody's framing you. I see. Yes, well, of course you'd say that. You wouldn't admit you murdered someone. But, William, I think you did murder someone.
If I did, what evidence would you have?
None except, that we have your fingerprints.
God damn you, whatever your name is, Rujas. How could you have my fingerprints?
Your brother just happened to throw a painting at you. And, well, I hate to say this, but when your brother threw the painting at you, you accidentally got your fingerprints on it. A few years ago, you were in great debt to someone. You had to steal a car, then sell it back to get the dough. And it just happened that we had a record of your fingerprints, and they matched up with the fingerprints on the painting. I think you killed your brother.
Well, Jay,
You've solved that case, eh? That case of the night painter. It's another case to go down your annuals.
Yes,
You found it because of the painting. The guy put up his hands, got his fingerprints on it.
That's right, but we really must congratulate the butler, because he happened to be around with a tape recorder, and we record his confession after I said that. Very nervous guy. He thought he was a suave, good-looking type, but he really was... He was really had such a low mentality.
Yeah, like another conceited guy I know.
Oh, well, who is this guy, Chief?
I think you get the picture, Rogers.
Hello, this is Christian Daugherty. And we'll have some scenes right after this message of next week's episode of Jason Rogers.
Next week's exciting episode of Jason Rogers, starring Christian Daugherty. This has been Jason Rogers, featuring the Night Painter, with Christian Daugherty as Jason Rogers, Tom Sutter as the big guy, Clint Dastern as Robert, Edward Hamilton as William, Hedwig Zorb as the old lady. With special guest star Alan Saleh. Based on the story The Night Painter by Tom Sinclair. Adapted by Robert Howard. Jason Rogers, copyright 1970 by ACD Productions, in association with Sentinel Color Corps Incorporated and Tom Sinclair.